Again, if they are not resurrected, why was Christ resurrected? Why did he come? Why did he take on flesh if he was not planning to resurrect flesh again? For he didn't need it for himself, but for our sake. But these things he sets out later. For now he says, if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised, as if that were related to this. For if he hadn't planned to raise himself, he wouldn't have performed that other work. Do you see how their words and their disbelief in the resurrection gradually undermines the whole scheme of things? But so far he speaks nothing of the incarnation, but of the resurrection. For it was not his becoming incarnate, but his dying that took away death. While he had flesh, death's tyranny still ruled.